Never ready.
You're never ready. Hello and welcome to the Dirt Shed Show. We're going to be chatting all things downhill World Cup, hacks and bodges, plus all the regulars coming right up. Yes, hello and welcome all with myself, Rich Payne, this time. And don't worry, we've got...
myself, James Pickering.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. Just come back from a nice trip in the Alps.
That was all right, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty flat out.
You don't have to wait and see. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, World Champs has just happened. Downhill, cross country's coming up this weekend in Chamonix, Switzerland. Now, this place is known for being incredibly physically demanding, unbelievably steep, and the weather often throws a curveball, right?
Yeah, it was a bit drier than it has been in previous years, so no Danny Hart spectacular runs,
but it was still
pretty wet.
Yeah, now, it was some flat-out racing and a few surprise results, and should we say not so surprising. Yeah. Let's kick things off with juniors. Junior men was won by Max Olren by nearly 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's a really impressive win. It'll be exciting to see him when he comes into the elites, I think.
No. Now, we were just saying off air, ace of a Met, another favourite coming in, got a puncture. Unfortunately, I think he finished down about 7th place.
Yeah. Quite disappointing. It would have been nice to see that battle unfold a bit.
Yeah, those two. Yeah. They've been going at it, yeah.
To finish first you have to finish.
Oh, James, I like it. In the junior women, Rosa Zell.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
A really impressive result. And
yeah.
A result that actually would have put her to place quite well in the elite women as well. So
yeah.
Another rider who's going to be really exciting to see in the elite
yeah,
women.
Yeah, making that transfer over. So some great results there. Moving on to the elites and the elite women. Well, it was Valley Hole, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Valley
really
Hole dominated.
Ride. But also a great run by Miriam. So Miriam Nicole came second. She qualified, qualifying in Wales.
It's loose, isn't it?
It's loose, but she qualified 40th. So I think a few people sort of...
Yeah, it's funny this.
Yeah.
Because you basically...
You're already in, aren't you?
The format's different for World Champs as it is to World Cups. There's no qualies, semi-finals, finals. It's just kind of almost you're all in.
The old school format, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly that. So... Yeah. I don't think riders push as hard as they do at a World Cup round.
Yeah.
But, she's sort of 40th place, so a very relaxed run potentially. But to go from that to second...
Yeah, it's normally a good indicator of who's up to speed still,
confident,
I guess,
right?
And confident. But really impressive run by Miriam.
Yeah, Marine Cabaroo in third place.
Yeah, only 1 second behind, so really tight times on that track.
And, of course, Valley Hole coming down last and, showing why she is... Is the boss.
The dominant force in women's downhill.
I know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with her next year. Obviously, some speculation, should we say, around YT, what she's going to be doing, where she's going
to be. What bike she may be riding.
Not a YT, potentially?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Moving on to the elite men's. Matt, so hang on. Before we go any further, who did you think was going to win?
Well, we had this discussion, didn't we?
We did!
And I was so confident it was going to be Jackson, and all week Rich was going, it's not going to be Jackson.
I had Amory.
Yeah.
I had Amory down, and Amory, come on, man, where were you?
And we also had Ferg, Neil and Steve predict their...
Oh, yeah, on last week's show.
Both Neil and Steve predicted Jackson Golston.
Yeah, they know what they're talking about, them old boys.
Ferg, he predicted Ronan.
Not bad, far off.
Yeah, ended up coming in third, Ronan, 2 seconds behind Jackson Golston.
Yeah.
And a real standout performance from Henry Kiefer in seconds.
Yeah, Henry absolutely smashed it. The young Canyon rider. Yeah. I was digging around. So, first up, we should say massive congratulations to Jackson Golston for obviously winning as well. Him and Valley Hole.
Really impressive.
On it, absolutely on it. But I was doing some calculation. Jackson wins by nearly 2 seconds, which... Although on a really gnarly track like that, that's a big margin in the men's.
Yeah, especially when you see how close all the other riders were together.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, really good going. But the top four, were all under 25.
Yeah.
It's like the new guard is officially coming through. And another standout ride from Specialized Jordan Williams.
Yeah.
Who, had a bit of an off year last year. He's been struggling, but is back up to pace this year.
Yeah.
So the old guard, if you like, Loris Vergier in fifth place.
Yeah.
On Commentau.
Bruni,
yeah, but obviously with a crash.
Yeah. I think Worlds is one of those ones, it's like experience suits the World Cup series because you have to be mature about how you ride.
Yeah, it's consistency.
And consistency, where it's almost that youthfulness of just throwing
just
balls out.
It is,
like,
balls out.
No regard for your bike or your safety. That, like, almost immaturity suits World Championships,
doesn't it?
Because it's almost like, I'm going to win or I'm going to crash. And it's like... that does sort of suit Wells. But it's actually interesting because watching Ronan Dunn, he's someone who before people have said like he looks loose. Like,
he's a wild, right?
He's either going to absolutely smash it or he's going to have the biggest crash ever. But watching him at Worlds, he almost looked like he put a real mature run together. He looked really smooth. But it's like, at Worlds, that's not the place. At Worlds, you almost want to see Ronan.
Well, it's a one-off.
Absolutely hanging off the back of it.
Think I agree 100%. I think like the Worlds changes a rider's perceptive of how they need to ride because it does come down to one run.
Yeah.
That's literally it, right?
Yeah, because there's no points, there's no series.
No,
you're not racing for second, you're just all in, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that four of these top five riders are kind of the youthful new guard. They're under 25 years old. They're absolutely flat out.
Mm.
But yet they've kind of got experienced heads on them. And I was thinking more about this, James. So I was like, well, Goldstone's sort of mentored by Petey.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Henry, who's got Fabian Barel on the team. Yes, we've got Ronan Dunn. He's a little bit older, but like...
Yeah.
You know, they're tutored, mentored by very experienced world champions.
I think these days as well, previously, like 20 years ago, someone who was 21 hadn't done that much racing. But these, like Jackson, by the time he's 21 now, he's probably done 100 races already.
He's done a lot. And
Steve Peat, when he was 21, had probably not done half the races that Jackson's done when he's 21.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Their exposure to the sport from a young age is so much more now.
Yeah.
They're almost being a professional for 10 years by the time they're...
Certainly Jackson, yeah.
20 now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it.
So we are saying, oh, yeah, he's not super experienced. But people like Jackson, it's almost... Yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose even Jordan's, you know, under the same team as Loic.
Yeah.
So there's
no better mentor, really. Yeah,
you know, what's he on? Four world champs?
Yeah.
I think he's on. So, you know, like that's a good teammate to have, if ever. So is the new guard coming through? Is times changing?
Mm.
Are we seeing the young take over the old? Let us know in the comments down below. Did you watch World Champs? What did you think of it? Let us know.
Moving on to the news. So we did mention it earlier, but it was also Marathon Cross Country World Championships at the weekend also on the Saturday. It looked like an absolutely grim course.
Oh my God, the numbers were horrendous.
Marathon is always a big day out, but this course was 125 kilometres with 5,000 metres of elevation. May as well just do an Everest in it.
That makes me wince, yeah.
So Keegan Swanson won the elite male, and Kate Courtney won the elite female. So two American winners. Really impressive wins from both of them, and also winners of the Leadville race this year as well. So maybe that's a perfect preparation going around Leadville for...
It's altitude, isn't it?
Yeah, it's altitude.
It's interesting to see Keegan sort of venture out of America every now and again, right?
Yeah, and also really interesting to see Kate Courtney seems to be transitioning from a sort of fully fledged XCO World Cup racer.
Yeah.
It's been this sort of long distance rider now, so it'll be really interesting to see how she progresses in the next few years into some of these. I know she's done the Cape Epic and a few other events before, but she seems to be smashing it.
Yeah, it was also Enduro World Champs as well, and Richie Rude took hot spot there. Number one for Richie Rude's dominant fashion. The Yeti rider absolutely smashed it, and Ellie Hoskin, the Da Vinci rider, over in the elite women's, crushed it there. It's sort of a breakout year for her with a couple of World Cup round wins as well. She's really been on fine form.
Yeah, moving away from racing this week, we've also got a few new product launches. So Reynolds have brought out their new 309 XC wheel, which has a new asymmetric rim profile and Reynolds' proprietary MR5 carbon fibre layup. So makes them lighter, more compliant, but also strong enough to deal with the new age gnarly XCO courses. Quite exciting.
Thank goodness, yes. And there is some new SRAM Access T-Type coming for you. 1987 edition, the year kind of SRAM.
The year you were born?
Yeah. Oh, I was born earlier than that, sadly. God, I don't know. I wish I was born in 87. No, 85. Yeah, new 1987 edition, kind of the year SRAM was founded. This new Access group set. Now, it's this kind of new special silver edition, if you like. There is, of course, only going to be 1,987 full group sets made. You can only buy it in a complete group set. It does look very jazzy. It's not e-bike compatible. And it's got some eye-watering kind of retail prices in mind. £3,399, €3,799. Yeah, Dollars is up on screen now, but it does include cassette, power meter crankset, access derailleur, flat top chain, access pods times two, a 32 tooth and a 34 tooth chainring, plus a four kind of docking charger, four-way charger type thing, because there are obviously a million batteries involved there. It does look pretty cool.
Too jazzy?
I don't know. I think I would probably rock it.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's not crazy over the top. It's just this real cool kind of subtle silver. Yeah. But
it looks nice.
It's got a price tag to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, very expensive.
But that is it. But anyway, moving on.
Right, this week's biggest thing has to be his new video part from Soren Fahrenholz called Sometime Soon. I'm a big fan of Soren's riding, his style, his trick selection, the way him and his friends put video parts together. It's always so good. My favourite clips have to be the flip whip, the bar spin drop, the 360 one-foot can drop, and obviously that backflip bar spin to one-foot can. That end is crazy. It's just so sick. It's easy to forget how gnarly everything is because it just looks so good. It's like watching a ski or snowboard video or something. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
It is now time for...
Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges!
Oh, yes, bud!
I think that's my best one.
That was good, and we were in time as well.
What can I
say? I liked that. All right, first up from Muddy Magpie. Fed up of using numerous strapped-on inner tubes on the bike, so carved up an old bike bottle and inserted the inner tube. Obviously, can be used for storage of other items on the second bottle mount. I mean, that's quite clever.
Yeah, it's a bit of a roadies hack, that, isn't it?
They
used to do that, like an old bottle, you put your rain cape and all your stuff in there.
Your rain cape?
Yeah, that's what you do.
A rain cape?
Rain cape.
Like Batman?
Yeah. No.
Oh, God. No, I do quite like that, and that's kind of recycling an old bottle. That's pretty good.
My thing is, it's like, it's great for a couple of hour ride, but ultimately, you either go thirsty or you bring your tubes with you.
But that's why he's got two bottles.
Yeah, but that one's got his all his gubbins in it.
Yeah, and then drinking the other one.
Yeah, but then what happens if you just want two bottles with you? Being greedy. I'm being greedy.
Yeah, God, tough crowd today. Okay, next one from SteveB79. Had an aching back and no repair stand, so hacked and bodged it.
Hack /bodge. I think that's for us to decide. That looks all right, to be honest.
Where's it mounted to?
Looks like it's just mounted to
a wood. Post.
Yeah, I don't know how much... I wouldn't want to put an e-bike on that. That's just...
I mean, it works, and if it stops you getting a sore back, that's a good... What are we saying there? That's a good bodge?
I think that's a bodge.
That's a bodge?
Also, you don't really want to clamp on your frame, do you?
It's not ideal. No,
but
fair enough.
If you've got a bad back, what can you do?
Yeah, well, make a stand. Right, and next up we have Hugo Heaverman demoing a mate's bike to see if it was going to buy it whilst rolling down the start of his trails at Greeno
in Sheffield. Steve Pete's stomping grounds.
Oh, my heck. The caliper vault spins out, took a slam before he even started riding. No tools, a shoelace kept him going.
That's pretty good, yeah. That is a good bodge.
A good bodge.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do it. Yeah, but... If you can ride all day with that, I wonder if the little shoelace end like clips on the spokes. You know,
like a little motorbike noise.
Motorbike noise.
Yeah, I like that. That's quite cool. Right, now we need to pick a winner who's going to win a prize from the GMBN shop up to the value of £50. James, what are we saying?
I'm going to go with Hugo.
So the shoelace?
Yeah, all of the other ones are like, you can do sort of more permanent, like you can do a better permanent fix for that. But Hugo... He was out on the trail, he improvised, and ultimately he could carry on riding.
He adapted and overcame.
Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Hugo, congratulations. Don't forget, send us your details so that you can claim your winnings. Right, moving on. Things that we liked this week. Now, we're going to kick things off with some 20-inch wheel action.
Yeah, I always add a BMX clip
in. You do, don't you?
So it was the Battle of Hastings BMX event run by the Source BMX this week. And we have Georgian Tavu doing like
That's mad, isn't it?
Backflip to fakie, but going from one transition into the bowl.
Like step down sort of thing.
No knee pads, no nothing, just like absolute.
Oh, bonkers. Free coaster as well.
Free
is that?
Coaster, yeah. His ankles must be cooked.
Yeah, next up, I saw this from Josh. Josh Collins.
Yeah,
huge scent. Absolutely monstrous from Josh. Just explodes his rear wheel on landing, catapulted over the bar. and takes the hit like an absolute champ.
Yeah, it just seems absolutely fine. It's kids, just, isn't it? Just walk away from that.
Oh my God, yeah. Look at the pace the dude's getting.
It looks
as
pretty
well.
Sketchy, that setup.
Yeah, Josh, fair shout, bud. You absolutely sent it. And then this one.
Yeah, well, what have you put in here, Rich?
Well, this is from, actually, we got a brand new cameraman, Daniel, which you can't quite see behind the lens, but he sent me this. And this is from Permin Schuster. And it's just getting a bit creative.
That's sick, yeah.
And a bit sendy, and I thought that was quite cool, actually.
Yeah, that's a bit like what Matt Jones did in that video where he but he did the front flip out of it, didn't he? But
yeah, I mean,
ultimately, that is a pretty sick.
But it's some cool style here, a bit of jib life in the mountains. Yeah, I thought that was quite cool from Permin, and a bit more unknown, so I thought, why not?
Well done, Dan.
Well done, Dan, yeah. Nice. Right, moving on again.
Moving on, we have this week's caption contest. The photo last week was a photo of Steve having a selfie with a cow.
As you do, yeah. And we had some good ones coming.
We did, yeah.
Now, Declan Fowey. Declan Fowey?
Declan
Fowey. The cow is thinking, he looks utterly ridiculous.
We always like a good pun.
We do.
And then we have from Stephen Bainton. Steve trying to get a sneaky picture of Orbea's new organic downcountry bike.
Nice. That's quite good. I like it. I like it. And then Chug Birthday, when you run into animals on the trail. That's some good ones this week.
Yeah, I picked the Hack and Bodge. So you do
you know what? Declan Fowey, the cow is thinking he looks utterly... I like a good play on words. Yeah, congratulations. You again have won a prize worth up to £50 from the GMBN shop. Don't forget to send us your details. And of course, we always like to hear your captions in the comments down below. So here's this week's picture. Wow. Yes. As always, use the hashtag caption contest in the comments. Send it in for your chance to win a prize. Right. It is, of course, time for Bike Vault. Thank you very much for sending all your bikes in. Remember, the uploader is linked down below. So please keep them coming in. Kicking things off.
We have a lovely Giant Trance from Tyler.
It's like camo almost, isn't
it? Yeah, I really like that colour with the like matching Ergon grips as
well.
And the decals on the fork.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's a strong stuff. What are we saying?
That's a super nice for me.
Oh my goodness me. Wow, camera's out swinging. Next up, we've got an Ibis. Ibis or Ibis?
Ibis,
I say Ibis, thank goodness. GW BMXer with the Ritmo V2.
Is that a chimp?
With the electric monkey.
Electric monkey?
That's what it says in the description.
That's a nice bike.
Size small, DVO 4. You don't see many DVOs.
No.
Especially like all round.
Yeah.
Past Powder Keg Trails. Powder Keg Trails in Crow's Nest past Alberta, Canada. That's a name, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we say, that's pretty cool pictures, to be fair.
Yeah, because the picture's cool. I'm going to give it a...
Goodness me. We are being very generous.
What colour would you say this is, Rich?
Now, that to me... is baked bean colour.
Bean colour.
It is baked bean colour. The frame on that is a baked bean
colour. And he's gotten full bean matching spec.
It's very orange, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is from Reth Rider?
Andre Refman.
Ah, okay.
So he's got... what bike is that?
It's a Fazari, but they are... Yeah, he puts it... It's Ari bikes now.
Yeah, with lovely Fox 38 in orange, orange Ergon grips, orange pedals...
Week in Colorado, Winter Park. I mean, it's nice and it's a wicked picture, but
it's a bit too
for
orange.
Me, the baked bean and the orange kind of, they don't really good. A bit clash, but
it's
that's
like
just me.
Bean and tomato sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a really nice.
I feel
nice.
Bad not giving that super nice.
Well, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Archie Lack, Banshee Spitfire V2 in matte black, 27.5. Ain't dead.
I haven't seen a muddy bike in a while.
It's his first time of year. Yeah, it's his first dual sus.
Ah.
And he says amazing bike. Oh, man, that's pretty cool. You know, I'm liking the sort of the red grips, a little bit of colour on there, but quite stealthy. I think that's a super nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's his first full sus. Come on.
Always an exciting time.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I bet he was hyped when he got hold of that. Now, this is quite nice.
Oh, yeah, that is lovely.
Now, this is T. Young's Pivot, switchblades, GX transmission, carbon bars, in El Paso.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't
it? It looks like he's got some like sort of Dakota Norton bar going on.
I was
going to
say, front end looks pretty high, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, all about high bars, don't you?
They're wild. Yeah, I tried them out there. What are we saying?
That's a cool bike for me.
Is that super nice?
Super nice. The picture's mega as well, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go for it. Oh, now I feel bad we didn't give the baked bean Fazari a super nice. But you win some, you lose some, I suppose. Cruel to be kind.
What is this? Trek from Steven.
Gen 6 Trek Fury X 9.8. Upgraded RockShox Ultimate Fork and Shock and painted a beautiful carbon smoke clear coat.
Beautiful, yeah, but I can't really see what colour it is.
The speckly light's not doing you no favours there. I think that's a nice.
Yeah, if the photo was better, I could definitely give that a super nice.
Yeah,
it's cool,
but that is a nice. Nice. Thank you for sending it in,
guys.
Yeah, it is. And last, but by no means least, is Mark in Denmark. Quick description here. Now, after my 14-year-old son outgrew his old bike, I sanded it down for a respray and some upgrades. Now this custom Trek Marlin 5 has got a new life to it.
You can tell he's from Denmark because you see how small the cassette is on the rear.
Yeah, no big hills to climb.
No, if it was hilly, you wouldn't be getting up.
Yeah, 29er Contis, Ergons, Acid Tan flats, high-rise bars. Oh, God, flashbacks. Do you know what? I'm going to give that a super nice because it's given a bike a new lease of life. And, you know, it's recycling. I think that's quite cool. Yeah. I do like to see...
upcycling.
I like to see that. Thank you very much all for sending your pictures in. As I said, don't forget, Bike Vault, Hacks and Bodges, the uploader is linked down below, and we do love to see what you guys have got out there. Right, nearly there, people. But coming up on the channel this week, we've got some great things. It's actually the James Pickering Show this week.
Yeah.
You got some good ones. Oh, don't say that. It's worth flipping, heck. You can't say that. But we've got some great ones, actually. James, you obviously in our French trip last week attempted the Leger World Cup track the day after the World Cup was on it on an XC bike. Did you survive? Don't tell us.
Dun, dun, dun. We also have a feature coming out on Thursday on what is the best tyre pressure for cross country.
Interesting. What is it?
You'll find out.
Oh, come on. Yeah, there is lots of great things, James. Looking forward to watching those. But as always, thank you very much for watching, everybody. It's been an absolute pleasure. And until next time, we'll catch you later.
See you soon.